your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh, G-E-F, that's right, we dip. We definite, B-E-T, we reppin' it. So, turn me up, turn me up.
And we are live on Blog Talk Radio for Georgia State Panther Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Hope you guys are doing well. Of course, we come to you on a Thursday. It's a little interesting. You know, we'll be on next Thursday as well. Obviously here to talk to you about the Georgia State Panthers baseball and football team. Hope you guys are doing well. You know, it's been a pretty good week. It's been a pretty interesting week if you follow the baseball team. We're going to talk to you guys about some fun stuff. You know, the big spring game is coming up pretty soon. We'll talk to you guys about that. But before we do, let's get into some baseball, right? You tuned in for baseball. So, let's start. Start by talking about the recent games, and of course at the Lake Point Sporting Community in Emerson, our Georgia State Panthers played a handful of games. They actually ended up playing four games, the first of which was against Bowling Green, and we lost the first game 4-1. The high spots were the hit RBI and run by Ryan Blanton, and the hit by Jalen Woolard. Couldn't really get going a whole lot. We only had the two hits. We ended up having an error as well. Tyler Anderson ends up with six solid innings for the Bowling Green baseball team. The win actually goes to Tony Landy because I'm not actually sure why Tony Landy got the win there. Actually, it should have been Tyler Anderson, but the loss goes to Bryce Conley, who went seven solid innings, gave up seven hits, four runs, four of them earned. He walked two, struck out seven, had a pretty solid day. Jansen Acton came in for the final two innings, gave up only two hits, struck out two as well. And it was a nice day. I know we don't have those very often here in Georgia here lately. 65 degrees. It was clear. A little bit of wind. Yeah, I don't understand why Landy got the win on that one. That is interesting. But either way, we were 7-6 coming in, so that made us 7-7. Oh, I mean, it's 7-6. Moving on Saturday, your Georgia State Panthers, my Georgia State Panthers, that makes them our Georgia State Panthers. The baseball team, they played against Army, where they won 3-0. Oddly enough, every game that this past weekend decided by three runs, exactly three runs. We beat Army 3-0. The big performance by Hunter Gaddis, who went seven innings, gave up four hits. Only walked one, struck out seven. Man, Hunter Gaddis could play. He ends up getting the win. He's 3-0. Loss goes to Giovinco, and the save, of course, to Liam Henry, who came in for two solid innings where he only walked one, struck out two. Big hits on the game came from Justin Jones, Ryan Blanton, Roberto Greer. Those are actually, yeah, that's right. Nick Gatewood came in for a big hit. Brandon Gonzalez had a big hit. Jack Thompson had a couple that, I mean, he really has solidified the first base position. Shout out to him, and shout out to his mom, who was very nice when I realized I was sitting next to her just a couple weekends ago. So not to embarrass you there, Jack, but your mom's pretty nice, and she was very friendly, and, you know, thanks for solidifying the first base position. But that win, actually, however, that win puts us at 8-6 on the year, put Army at 3-9. And, of course, that moved us on to the Sunday game, which turned into the Sunday games. First up, we pulled Bowling Green again, where we lost 6-3. There's that three-run deficit again. Tanner Thompson came in, only lasted 3 2/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs. 2 earned runs, walked 2, and struck out 4. Just a few errors here and there. A few little inches made it to where his day didn't go quite the way you wanted it to. He ends up with a loss. He is 1-1 on the season. Zach Carey ends up with the win. He is 1-1. The save went to Tony Landy. Has 2 saves. And actually, Mike Huggins was caught stealing, something we got to work on. Our base running is pretty good, but occasionally we get picked off like that. So we got to figure that one out. But that made us 8-7 over on the year. And it moved us into the fourth game we played that weekend on the back half of the Sunday afternoon. And, of course, we played against Bowling Green, where it can't be right. That guy, you are falling down on your job. And apparently, how do we not have the right stats there? Anyway, we don't have the right stats for the win versus Army, which was Sunday afternoon. But I can tell you that we won 5-2. And that moved us into Tuesday's game, which was against Savannah State. That was actually canceled because of weather. Kinds of things happen. It was really, really cold. There was precipitation in the air. I was actually in the greater Duluth area, and it actually snowed on me a couple times. So definitely understand calling that game off. And, of course, that moved us to the Wednesday game against Oklahoma State at the GSU Sports Complex, where the late rally just could not bring us close enough. We ended up losing to Oklahoma 5-4. They have played 21 games already. That is insane. They're 18-3. Oklahoma is quite good. We were able to hang in with them. We're 9-8 overall after that game. Brian White was able to go 4 2/3 innings, only give up 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 of them earned, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks. Tyler Koch come in. Liam Henry, Devin Vader got some work in. Will White and, of course, Rhett Harper knocking down the last inning. But your win goes to Nathan Wiles. He is 3-0 on the season. Brian White with the loss, he's now 0-2, and the save went to J.B. Olson, who now has 5. You know, I like the way the baseball team plays. I don't know about you guys, but this team is very scrappy. They don't give up. Staff, I love our pitching staff. I believe they're one of the best in the college game. We're very solid. Our offense does well. I know you guys are going to say, well, you know, now we're 9-8, 9-9. How can we be that good if we're 500? Well, first of all, it's early. And second of all, Coach Frady is going to have these guys raring and ready to go. Uh, I mean, I have a lot of faith in this team. Got a pretty good series coming up here this weekend. We'll get into that in a second. When you look at, you know, just you overall look at some of the stats. And stats are stats. I understand. You know, a lot of them are, they are what they are. But you look at Romero Greer, who's hitting .339. He started all 15 games that he's played. Ryan Blanton, all 17. He's hitting .292. Cam Sperry's hitting .294. Justin Jones hitting .288. Ryan Blanton's accounted for 13 runs. Darius Sewell's accounted for 10. Your hit leaders, Romero Greer with 19. Ryan Blanton with 19. Justin Jones with 17. Cam Sperry with 15. Home run leader Ryan Blanton actually has 3. Terrell Frazier has a couple. A handful of other guys have one or two there. You look at the RBI leaders, Ryan Blanton with 13. Romero Greer with 10. Cam Sperry with 7. Justin Jones has 9. These are guys at the top of the order, so they're scoring the guys at the bottom. That means everybody's hitting right now. Jared Hood with 6. Darius Sewell with 6. Will Kilgore has 7. Peyton Mann and Terrell Frazier have 5 apiece. You know, this team is 9-8 total right now. They're 5-2 at home. Don't have a problem with that. 2-4 away. Let's work on it. And on neutral territory, they are 2-2. Once again, I don't have a problem with that. Things I like. Darius Sewell has earned 14 walks. He has 9. Cam Sperry has 10. Ryan Blanton has 9. People are getting on base. We just have to string together these hits. We have to be able to score the runs. I mean, this is, it's basic baseball. It's easier for me to sit behind a microphone and say, oh, this is easy. I'm not going to say it's easy because it's not. But getting on base, moving the runners around, being able to hit at the right time, that's what makes baseball baseball. Absolutely makes baseball baseball. And we've got people like Jalen Willard, who's 5-for-5 in stolen bases. Justin Jones, 2-for-2. Ryan Blanton, 4-for-5. You know, this team, we should be out there cheering them on as much as possible. I know the weather's been cold, but, you know, they make these things called jackets. Put your jacket on. Go sit in the stands. Let these kids know. Let these student-athletes know we're behind them. Let them know, you know, we care about them being able to succeed and move to the next levels, whether that's a life thing or a baseball thing. Like I said, these kids are unbelievable. You know, you got to look at, if you get a chance, I guess he's the new Saturday starter, Hunter Gaddis. Right now he's got a 1.04 ERA, 3-0. He's had 4 appearances, 2 starts. Pitched a total of 17.1 innings. He only gave up 12 hits, 2 runs. Walked 7. He struck out 19. This kid is so much fun to watch. Go check out Hunter Gaddis. Go check out Bryce Conley, who has been solid. Solid. 23 innings for him so far. Brian White has 15. Jansen Acton, been fantastic. Tanner Thompson, Rhett Harper. I mean, Rhett Harper was in the field last year, and now he's a solid pitcher and a great, you know, he could start games. Devin Vayner's been able to come in and get some work in and get some stuff done. To me, we still have one of the best closers in the game in Logan Barnett. If you haven't seen Logan pitch, by all means, go see Logan pitch. He's got a kind of an unorthodox delivery, and that ball moves. All these guys, they have balls that move. Brandon Baker's got solid stuff. These wins are just right around the corner, and this season is just starting. So make sure you go check them out. look back at the schedule here. I want to tell you about the upcoming games. Of course, this weekend, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they will be in the GSU Sports Complex. Actually, Tuesday as well. We'll get to that in a minute. But Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they will be against University of Texas Arlington. On Friday, that's a 6 p.m. start. On Saturday, that is a 2 p.m. start. And on Sunday, that is a 1 p.m. start. And I'm going to go ahead and do you a favor and say that as of Friday, the high is going to start being in like the high 60s to early 70s. So get out to the ballpark. Get out to the ballpark and see these guys play. Fantastic team. Just absolutely fantastic team. Like I said, they got UT Arlington this weekend. And then on Tuesday, Furman will come in. It's a 6 p.m. start on Tuesday. Get out there and go to the old ballpark. Definitely check it out. Definitely check it out. Like I said, these guys, they're entertaining to watch. They're fun. All the pitchers have great pitches. They move around. There's not really one guy that's struggling yet. It's too early. All the hitters, I mean, these guys are great contact hitters. They're great power hitters. They're a really good team. So if you can, go out and check them out. I mean, they've only played against one real ranked opponent, and that was Oklahoma, and they lost by one run. So this team's good. Who knows where they're going to end up by the end of the season? It's too early to tell. But at this given juncture, the sky is the limit. Not the roof. Sorry, Mikey, it's not the roof is not the limit. But sky's the limit. Go out and watch these kids. Go out and see these student athletes. See what they can do. I mean, it's the good old ballpark. Go out and watch some great baseball for people that aren't overpaid. They're not doing it for the money. For one, they're athletes. They can't get paid. But they do it because they love the game. Go out and talk to people like me. Go out and talk to some of these kids' parents and come talk to some of the other fans that are out there all the time. At the GSU complex, it's just so fan-friendly. Go out there and check it out. They got great food at the concession stand. Dan the man, Dan Wilson, will be on the PA. Give a shout-out to Dan. Make sure to tell him Jeremy says hello. Tell him I sent you out there. Go out there, check out the game. Have a good time. And before we get out of here on this amazing Thursday show, I just want to remind you that the spring game is April 15th. They have not figured out exactly when that's going to be yet. As far as what time, I would imagine 9 or 10. And I would imagine it's going to be right next to the GSU Sports Complex over at the Soccer Pavilion. If anything changes, you definitely know you can check us out here at Impact Media and GSU Panther Zone, and we will give you the lowdown on all of that. But that's actually going to do it for me this week. So shout out to the GSU baseball team and the GSU football team. I am definitely looking forward to the football people getting fired up. I am always fired up to listen and talk and watch the baseball team. Get out there and watch games, guys. And if you see us out there, tell us you listen to the show. We'll have some trivia questions, and we'll give you some swag when you get them right. They're going to be easy, trust me. But I'm Jeremy the Impact Gort. Thanks for joining us for GSU Panther Zone. We'll see you guys next week. Go Panthers! I know why they hating on us. Couldn't stop so fabulous. I'ma be real on us. Nobody got nothing on us. Gonna be all on us from London back down to the U.S. We rockin' this contagious. Monkey business outrageous. Just confess your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite. B-E-T, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up. Chick back day when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run.
Yeah, that's the scene, that's what we do, that's who we be. B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl. Turn it up.
Turn it up.
In this scene, breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls, we're in it, do they sing? Pump it, louder, come on, don't stop, and keep me going, do it, let's get it on, move it,
come on, baby, do it.
These guys are warriors.